The concern that many have, because of what they've been told or taught, is that we can't hear from God or from goodness through the non-physical. We can only hear through evil, or satanic force would only speak to us, that God doesn't anymore. How would a person be sure that they're reaching a good or benevolent power as opposed to something that was not good?
The only way to be certain of anything is to trust the guidance that comes forth from within. And the clearer and more definitive you are as you set forth your intentions, and then the more appropriately your guidance system will interact with you. If you say, I want any experience, then you may attract something that is not to your liking. If you say, I want that which is in harmony with who I am, then you will attract that which is in harmony with your intent. And if you do not, you will certainly know it by the way you feel as you make the contact.
What power is there, like a devil or an evil power or force?
There is God force. There is life force. There is the force behind the laws of the universe. There is the law of attraction. There is the law of deliberate creation. It is the intent of the individual that defines whether it is that which you would call good or bad. There is not a source of evil. There is a source, and the intent of the individual defines.
I want to just ask you about two or three things that I've heard quoted from the New Testament part of the Bible. One is where Jesus was quoted as having said something to the effect, thy faith had made thee whole. What was he saying, or what do you get from that?
The law of deliberate creating states, want it and allow it, and it is. If you are wanting something, as in this example, one was wanting health to replace sickness. Wanting it and then believing or allowing it to be, then it is. And so the message is that that which you want and that which you allow or expect will be. Then there is the whole, you see. Wanting it and not believing or expecting it is only part of it. Or expecting or being something that you do really not want is only part of it. But to want it and allow it and expect it, then it is whole.
Another quote said, you resist ye not evil, and yet evil is something that we feel we don't want in our lives. Why would he say that? Resist ye not evil.
Understanding that you are magnets and that you attract into your experience the subject of your thoughts, then it is a good idea not to give thought to that which you do not want. And as you are resisting something, you are giving thought to it. Therefore, you are attracting it. And so it is a good advice. We say, resist ye not evil. Resist ye not sickness. Resist ye not poverty. Resist ye not anything you are not wanting.
Mm-hmm.
For in your resisting, you give attention to it. And attract it into your experience. Mm-hmm. It is by law.
Mm-hmm. There was another quote that I hear from time to time. It said, the meek shall inherit the earth, which I've had difficulty understanding how someone would inherit the earth as such. In other words, someone has to die for you to inherit it. And I didn't understand. What do you feel was the purpose in a statement like that?
The meekest are the children.
Uh-huh.
And the children will be ever coming forth.
Okay.
The earth is not to be owned by anyone. It is a place for you to continue to live and grow.
Uh-huh.
And so there will be a continual procession of those meek new ones coming forth to inherit that which you have lived before.